As Time Goes By, written by Bob Larbee, with Judy Dench as Jean and Jeffrey Palmer as Lionel. You must remember this.
Morning, Mum.
Oh, I thought you would have gone.
Nice weekend?
Yes, yes, it was, actually.
And how was...
Any more coffee in the pot?
Yeah, I'll get you one.
No, I'll get it.
How was Aunt Penny?
Much as usual. A bit on the depressing side. She asked after you.
I bet she said, how's poor Judith?
Poor little Judith, actually.
Did Uncle Stephen get a word in edgeways?
Just the one.
What about Lionel?
What about Lionel?
Where did you say, what about Lionel, like that for?
Like what? All I said was, what about Lionel?
No, you didn't. You said, what about Lionel?
Look, shouldn't you be at the office?
Well, I've got a meeting at 10 o'clock. I didn't think there was much point in going to the office first.
When I started that agency, I used to be at my desk at 8 o'clock in the morning.
I assume on those dark winter mornings you used to work by gaslight?
Oh, candlelight, actually. One candle only, of course.
So, what about Lionel?
Oh, not again. What about Lionel?
Well, did he have a nice weekend? That's all I'm asking.
Oh.
I bet he didn't.
Well, he did, actually.
Oh. I was expecting you back last night.
Yes, well, we were having such a nice time, we decided to stay over Sunday as well.
I see.
So we did.
It's a funny sort of place to have a nice time, isn't it, Aunt Penny's? It's a very funny place.
Where's your meeting?
Fitzroy Square.
Shouldn't you be on your way?
Yes, I suppose I should. I'm glad that you had a nice time.
Oh, well, I'm glad you're glad I had a nice time.
And that you and Lionel love
it. Judith.
I'll see you later.
Morning, boss.
Morning, Sandy.
The post. Mostly routine. Mostly downright dull, actually.
Any checks?
Some.
Oh, then. It's not all that dull.
Nice weekend?
Yes, thank you.
I'm glad. Good. No, I mean, I'm really glad.
You've been talking to Judith, haven't you?
Yes. Well, I phoned her on Saturday and she said that you and Lionel had gone away for the weekend.
Oh, I see.
Oh, that's all I meant.
Well, for your information, we did not go away for the weekend.
You mean Judith made it up?
No, of course not.
You're not making a lot of sense.
I'm making perfect sense. Lionel and I were invited by my sister-in-law and her husband to stay for a few days with them. We did not go away for the weekend.
What's the difference?
Oh, don't play the innocent.
I don't know why you're so touchy on the subject.
Because my private life is my business.
Oh, fair enough. I'm glad.
What are you glad about now?
Well, that after all these years, you've got a private life.
Sandy!
Oh, I'd better see who it is.
I think you better.
Good morning.
Well, good morning.
Is Jean free?
For you? I'll check. It's your PL.
Oh. Hello, Lionel.
Hello.
I'll close the door, shall I?
Hello, Lionel.
Hello. What's a PL?
I don't know. Oh, yes, I do. Private life.
Oh. That's rather impertinent, isn't it?
Impertinent?
Well, nosy, then.
Yes, I'll accept nosy. Judy's just as bad. Nice weekend. How's Lionel?
What did you say?
I said you were fine.
You know what I mean.
Nothing. I said nothing.
I suppose we should be flattered.
Why?
Well, being objects of youthful curiosity at our time of life.
Well, I'm not flattered. I'm fed up with it. But I don't like the our time of life much either.
Well, we could always follow Alistair's advice. If pressed on personal matters, one just smiles mischievously and says, hey, hey.
I don't think that's us, do you?
Not really, no.
Yes?
Well, don't snarl. It's Atwell's on the phone. Mr. Atwell, to be exact.
Oh, tell him I'll ring him back, Sandy.
Okay. When?
Oh, soon.
Actually, I'm on my way to a meeting with Alistair, and I just popped in for Penny's phone number.
Oh, why?
Well, I think I've left my watch there.
Oh. Well, I'll phone her now.
Well, if you're too busy...
Don't push it.
Strange. I still can't get used to seeing you as an executive woman.
It'd look silly if I was a junior nurse, wouldn't it? Penny? Yes, it's Jean. Yes, I'm fine, thank you. Yes? Yes, he's fine too. Yes, it was a lovely weekend, thank you very much. Oh, a kleptomaniac, I think. Look, Penny, Lionel thinks he left his watch at the cottage. Yes, would you? Oh, yes, all right. Yes, fine. Okay, bye. He's going to ring back.
Who's a kleptomaniac?
Your treating one. Well, as far as Penny's concerned, you're a psychiatrist, remember?
So I am. I still don't know why you said that.
Well, because you didn't want to talk about the book.
I know that. I don't know why you said I was a psychiatrist.
Oh, well, then sometime I'll go to a psychiatrist and ask.
Yeah, there's one more favour.
What's that?
You couldn't help me buy a new suit, could you?
A suit?
Yeah, I've already got one, but you remember Alistair thinks it would be a good idea for the book launch. A new suit to drag me style-wise into the 90s.
And you want me to help drag you?
If you can spare the time. The outfit is only around the corner.
All right, but only half an hour.
Oh, my God.
He's not fighting someone in there, is he?
I'll inquire. Is Sarah all right in there?
No, Sarah's not all right in here. Sarah's hot and sick and tired of getting in and out of suits and taking his shoes off and putting them back on again. In fact, Sir is becoming claustrophobic and completely brassed off.
Well, that was an outburst.
Railing.
I beg your pardon?
Railing. He does that sometimes.
About trying on suits?
Oh, about anything. You name it, he can rail against it.
Well, wouldn't like his blood pressure.
Oh, no. Once he's had a good rail, he's quite himself again.
I don't like being discussed when I'm behind a curtain.
You make that sound as though it were a regular occurrence.
Would Sir like a glass of water?
No, Sir would prefer a pint of best bitter.
Oh, I'm sorry, I don't think I could. Well, I might be able to find a sherry.
I was joking.
You see, he's had a good rail and now he's himself again. Joking.
Well, what do you think of this suit?
Very smart.
Yes.
Is that an opinion?
Yes.
Well, what does it mean?
Yes.
Yes, but?
No.
Yes, it's just the job?
No, no.
Look, I appreciate your giving up your time to come with me, but I did assume you'd bring an opinion with you.
Yes, well, it's hard to put it into words.
Well, there isn't time for you to write me a letter.
Oh, very well, very nice.
Very smart.
In its own way. It's just a bit...
Go on.
Bankerish.
I'd take that as high praise.
Well, I wouldn't. Do you mean boring?
No.
Well, what do you mean?
Bankerish.
I'm sure I can find you a glass of sherry.
No, no, no. Let's not lose the thrust of this argument.
No, it isn't an argument. If the suit was for you, I'd know.
You mean the suit isn't for Sir?
Of course it is.
I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. What do you mean? If it was for me, it is for me.
No, but you, an author. You at a book launch. You signing copies. You making personal appearances.
Oh, a celebrity. What's the book called, Sir?
My Life in Kenya.
Oh, what's it about?
Curiously enough, it's about my life in Kenya.
Oh, non-fiction.
I'm afraid so. Well, come on, Jean. Help me look like a writer, albeit of non-fiction.
Well, what does Alistair say in his guidelines for authors?
Oh, well, I brought his folder with me, but I was hoping it would only be a last resort. Right. Here it is. Clothes, clothes, interviews, sex.
Sex?
He believes in covering everything. clothes. Here we are.
Is this going to be helping us, sir?
No, it's gibberish. See what you make of it.
I'm afraid I don't understand it.
Give it to me. It's perfectly plain.
Then perhaps you could translate.
Well, yes. What Alistair's saying is,
Yes?
Just a minute. It's smart, but not too smart. Stylish, but not too stylish. Informal, but not too informal.
I'm lost.
So am I.
Look, leave it to me, Lionel. Let me make the choice, and then after you've seen Alistair, come back to my house for lunch.
Perhaps we can find that glass of sherry first.
You're not into spritzers, are you, Lionel?
I'm not into diluted wine, if that's to me and Alistair. I prefer sherry. I'll tell you something else I'm not into. This suit.
Well, why not? You look the biz.
I look like mutton dressed up as lamb.
Did you see the look that waitress gave you?
She couldn't believe her eyes, could she?
It was admiration, mate.
Then she either has poor eyesight or a screw loose. You don't seriously think this is going to help sell a book to you?
You'd be surprised what can help sell a book.
No, I wouldn't, actually, not since knowing you.
I take that as a compliment.
I thought you would.
Do you know what that suit says?
Yes, take me off.
Wrong. It says, hold up. Coffee planters can be cool dudes.
Is this to do with the hey-hey business?
Right. Speaking of which, how shall I put this?
Carefully, I hope.
Right. Second thoughts, hold it for tonight.
What am I doing tonight, giving a pop concert?
Dinner. You, me, Jean and Judith. A little huddle before we go over the top with the book.
You've been going over the top with the book since you decided to publish it.
We're using over the top in a different sense there, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
You and Jean are still on for tonight.
Yes, I've forgotten, I'm sorry. You're seeing quite a lot of Judith, aren't you?
We hang out.
I do wish you'd speak English. What exactly does that mean?
Hey, hey. Oh! That waitress was looking at you again.
She probably couldn't believe what she saw the first time.
No, we don't want to do that. Well, pop round to the house and I'll make an omelette. Yes, in about, 20 minutes? It's fine. Penny, no, she hasn't phoned back yet. No, okay. Bye, Lionel.
Mum, you do remember we're having dinner with Alistair tonight. How could I forget it? You know, deep down, he's very sweet.
I'm sure he is. I just wish he was intelligible, that's all.
Well, he's intelligible enough when he wants to be.
Sandwiches for the workers.
What about the Queen Bee?
The Queen Bee is popping home for lunch.
With Lionel.
Oh.
Yes. Well, we just got tired of having sandwiches in the office again, all right?
I didn't say anything.
Cozier at home, anyway.
You two are getting very tiresome. Do you know that?
She's getting rattled. Oh, it's all right. I'll answer it. Noble soul. Couldn't type for you. Oh, hello, Aunt Penny. No, she just left. You found Lionel's watch? No, I didn't even know that he'd left it. I'll tell him. Yes. Right. Under where? Under their bed. I see. No. Look, Aunt Penny, I'm on my lunch break. You just chatter away as much as you want to.
This is rather good.
Mm. Well, we have a domestic side, we executive women. Did Alistair like the suit?
He said it was the biz, so I suppose he did. We should do this every day.
What, lunch at home, do you think so?
Rather.
And what about the executive side to my domestic side?
Sorry, I'd forgotten about that.
It's not a hobby, Lionel.
Well, don't get prickly.
Well, it's just the assumption that work is something I do when I've got an odd 10 minutes to spare. Too many men have made that assumption.
What men?
Oh, men.
Well, you mean men you've known?
Well, not necessarily.
Well, you must have known them all to know they made the assumption.
Well, when I say all...
I'm not asking for figures.
You're not getting figures.
Oh, let's change the subject. I'd like to have a chat about something, actually.
Oh? What about?
Us taking a holiday together. I've been offered a cruise.
Oh, what's on?
A ship.
I know that. I mean, who offered you the cruise?
Well, it's odd, really. You know the lecture circuit I'm on?
My life in Kenya.
Yes. Well, a chap I know is on the same circuit.
What's he doing? My life in Clapham?
Do you want to hear this?
Sorry.
Well, he somehow got himself a cruise out of it. 6 days of luxury just for 3 talks. He said it was an absolute doddle. And he thinks if he recommends me to the line, it would be the Mediterranean.
Oh, well.
I knew there must be some perks somewhere. I've just never found them.
Well, I hope you have a nice time.
Oh, no, you could come too. He took his wife.
I'm not your wife.
Oh, that's all right. Nobody seems to bother with questions like that anymore. We could put down companion.
No, we couldn't. Rich old ladies have companions.
Well, doesn't really matter what you're called, does it?
Well, it does, actually.
Well, I could hardly put old sweetheart, could I?
What about nurse?
No, look. I made the mistake of talking about what we put you down as. We just put you down as your name. There's no problem.
Well, what do you say to the captain?
Well, why should I say anything to the captain?
You're the celebrity speaker. You're bound to be introduced to him. How are you going to introduce me? Providing you haven't hidden me in the lifeboat.
I'd say this is my friend, Jean Pargeter.
Jean Pargeter, who is sharing my cabin.
Oh, well, of course I wouldn't say that.
We'd know it.
Look, why are you suddenly so concerned about the captain?
Well, I'm not. It's all the other people nudging each other and whispering and saying, well, she's not a new model, is she? Well, I'm tired of my private life being discussed, let alone by strangers.
I see. Well, you'll make a compelling case for not wanting to come.
I'm sorry, Lionel.
It was free as well.
Oh.
What was that for?
To prevent myself from hitting you over the head with something. Well, ask me why. Go on, say why. Why?
Why?
Yes, why? I'd be a freebie. I'd be a hanger-on. Is she included? Oh, sure, chuck her in.
That is not the way I thought
well,
of it.
Well, it's the way it sounds. I'm going back to work.
Well, what if I asked for separate cabins? I wonder if they'd stretch to that.
Hello, Mum.
Nice lunch?
One more personal question this afternoon and you're out. And that goes for you too. And if anyone wants me, I shall be out for the next hour.
So much for love in the afternoon.
Perhaps they should stick to sandwiches.
I'd like to see your Commander-in-Chief.
She just went out.
Do you really expect me to believe that?
Do I really? Yes, I do, as a matter of fact.
Well, I don't. I'd like to talk to your mother.
Oh, she just went out.
Do you really expect me to believe that?
That's what he said to me.
Well, do you?
Yes. Would you like a cup of coffee?
No, thanks.
Wine gum?
No, thanks. I'm waiting for you to produce your mother.
Biologically impossible.
I don't find that very amusing.
Well, I don't find being called a liar very amusing.
That makes two of us.
Jean just went out. That's what you're saying, isn't it? I have days like this. I don't suppose you know where she's gone?
Yes.
Are you going to tell me?
No. Look, we don't know. She just went.
Rather early, isn't it?
Well, that's entirely up to her. She can go whenever she wants to go.
We had a bit of a disagreement. I suppose she told you.
No.
If you don't know the facts, why are you taking sides? Oh, I see. All girls together.
What would you say if I referred to you as a boy?
I'd say your mind had snapped.
Exactly.
Oh.
She likes Mum.
Ah, so I gathered. This misunderstanding...
Look, I don't want to know.
Perhaps I put it badly.
What did you put badly?
Well, I just told her that I could possibly get a little lecture job on a cruise ship and she could come along free if she wanted to.
Oh, Lionel.
I think I'll go.
400.
Three.
Four.
Three and a half.
Mr. Atwell, if you want girls on a regular basis, you must...
Girls on a regular basis? There's quite a double meaning there, you know.
Oh, is there really? Well, secretaries, then, to avoid any other subtle double meanings. If you want secretaries on a regular basis, we're talking of regular salaries.
Are you sure you wouldn't like a drink?
Yes, thank you.
Afraid it'll go to your head?
Yes, something like that.
Such an attractive little lady. Such a strong will.
It's four.
Look, dear, I'm sure...
Oh, don't call me dear.
Sorry, just a term of endearment.
Mr. Atwell...
Cyril.
Mr. Atwell, we've no need of endearments. Let's face it, we are not endeared. We're talking business.
Three and a half.
Four.
I've got a timeshare.
Oh, have you really?
My bear. Through lounge, all ethnic tiled, microwave, sun deck, use of the pool. Maria comes every day. She's very good, despite the limp.
Is this relevant?
Think about it.
I have, incredibly fast. Four.
You misunderstand me. I wasn't inviting you.
Oh.
No, I thought perhaps you and hubby might like a little...
I don't have a hubby.
Oh, poor woman.
No, I'm not a poor woman. I'm a businessman. Woman.
And that's all there is, isn't there?
You make that sentence sound as though it should have black edges round it.
Oh, let's be fair. It explains a lot.
No, it explains nothing. Four.
Three and three quarters.
Four.
You're a tough lady.
Oh, not a rascal or a rogue.
I'm not with you.
Never mind.
You little business ladies, you know...
Four.
Four.
Lie.
Look, I hate being called Lie, let alone lie. And I still don't see what I did or said that was so terrible.
You admitted you were on a freebie.
Well, actually, I said perk.
Same thing, different generation. Perks are fine. But the one thing you never, never do is tell your lady that she's on a freebie too. It's not very flattering, is it?
It's honest.
Lie, we are talking man-woman. We are not talking about honesty.
Oh, I'm out of touch with women. Come to think of it, I've never been in touch with women.
What about the great romance with Jean in the early part of the century?
The middle of the century, actually.
So it was.
No, that was, well, understanding each other didn't really come into it.
Well, it must have been something.
Yes, it was. And then later, well, there was never a relationship which required me to understand women.
What about Kenya? What about your wife?
She didn't want to be understood. Any effort on my part would have been looked on as a kind of intrusion.
Jean is coming tonight.
Well, she was. But in the prevailing climate, she may not be lending her wholehearted support to this book business.
Actually, Lionel, that may not be entirely a bad thing. Talking of which, it's the three Graces rolled into two women.
That makes us one and a half women each. Hello, Alistair. Lionel.
Hello. Hello, Judith.
Sandy's forgiven you.
Oh, what for?
All I said was...
Oh, one of those.
Shall we take in some bubbles?
Cheers.
Cheers.
Gosh, I'm hungry. Shall we order?
Actually, with everybody's permish, I put ordering on hold. Let's do the stuff first, and then Mungus.
I'm sorry, I only understood every other word in that sentence.
Alistair wants to talk about the book first and then eat.
You should take Judy on as an interpreter, Alistair.
I'm sorry, I get carried away sometimes. Trying to keep up with the young fellows, I suppose.
I see.
Right, now we have Ignition. We publish in a week, and then hopefully comes a time when Lionel will be in the public eye.
In this suit?
Which they will love. It's part of the image which we're trying to... If the public gets interested in an author, then they get interested in the book.
If you'd published Shakespeare, he would have really been something.
Judy, I was being serious.
So was Judy.
Look, what we don't want to suggest is that My Life in Kenya is simply the story of someone who planted coffee.
But it is.
We know that, Mac. But what we want to hint is that that guy who planted coffee didn't just plant coffee.
We're back to the hey-hey thing, aren't we? Look, Alistair, if you want to persist with this ridiculous fiction...
He does sell books.
He does sell books. What does it have to do with me now?
Because, Lionel, if we're to believe the then, we have to take the now, and believe the now is still halfway then.
Judy, you've got to come across as a bit of an old dog, Lionel.
A leap in the imagination.
Which is where you come in, Jean.
What do you want me to do? Follow him around saying he's an old dog, he's an old dog.
Don't get me wrong, Jean. As you know, I think you're one hell of a lady. But for the sake of the book, I don't want you to follow him around at all.
Oh, I see. Alistair.
I'm not talking people. I'm talking business.
And I know the difference.
I don't know what anyone's talking about.
Being followed around by a lady of mature years will do nothing for the old dog image.
I see.
No offense, Jean.
As you say, it's business.
Well, in that case, bugger business. Follow me around. If it hadn't been for her, I'd probably have packed the bloody thing in weeks ago. But she's put up with my moaning. She's given up her time to encourage me. She's even persuaded me that your crackbrain ideas actually make sense. Well, maybe they do, but not this one, Alistair. If Jean has the will or the stamina or the time to help me try and sell this damn book, then all I will feel is gratitude, and you'd better get used to it. Oh, and I'll feel something else as well. And that's proud. Right, I'm ready to eat. Waiter, may we see a menu, please?
You're sure you two don't fancy coming on somewhere with Judith and me?
No, thanks, Alistair. We'd probably be asleep by the time we got there.
Then we'd wake up, go inside, and fall asleep again.
Whatever you like. See you for the book launch, then. Both.
of you.
With my walking friend.
And I'll wear the suit.
You're starting to like it, aren't you?
No, I'll just wear it.
Good. See you both.
Night, Mum. Good night, you.
Oh, by the way, I forgot to tell you both. Aunt Penny phoned. She found Lionel's watch. It was under your bed, apparently. Good night. You're dropping off.
Too many late nights.
Have you had many recently?
Just tonight.
Here's your coffee. Quite a speech you made at that restaurant.
Oh, I just said what I thought.
I know. That's why it was quite a speech. I'm sorry I was so ratty about the freebie and the cruise.
Well, it probably won't come off.
No, well, if it does, I'm your shipmate. I was offered a timeshare in Marbella this afternoon.
Oh, yes?
Mm. Oh, nothing like that. I don't seem to get those offers anymore. No, you wanted me to bring the hubby along.
Hubby?
Yes, it was that kind of chap. He referred to women as little ladies.
Which hospital is he in?
No, I hit him where it really hurt, in his wallet.
Used you to get that sort of offer?
Sometimes.
Did you ever...
Mind your own business.
No.
No, I didn't. It was the young woman alone in business, you know, the fair game syndrome.
It's called sexual harassment, no?
Gosh, you're moving with the times.
Yeah, I heard it on trial. What was it called in those days?
Putting up with it. You see, when he died, David didn't leave much money, and there was Judith. I just started here. Me, and a telephone and a typewriter. It's probably in the British Museum by now.
But you made it?
Yes. Do you know what the highest compliment is that a male client thinks he can pay me? My God, he says, you're as tough as a man.
If we hadn't lost touch, if things had worked out right, would you have wanted to go into business then?
Would you have wanted me to?
In the light of this conversation, that's a leading question.
I know.
No, I wouldn't.
No, I thought not.
Would you have wanted to?
Well, that's a leading question.
It was my turn.
All right, then, no. I would have cooked the meals for us and our 15 children and become a kind of Mother Earth figure. Don't tell anyone I said that. What are we going to do about that smirk on Judith's face?
Questions will be asked.
Not in the house.
I sincerely hope not.
Well, have you any idea? I mean, any constructive idea what we can say?
Well, as a matter of fact, I have. Alistair does talk a lot of twaddle, but he has got one phrase which may come in handy.
Hmm?
Hey, hey. Oh.
You've been listening to As Time Goes By, written by Bob Larbey, starring Judy Dench as Jean and Jeffrey Palmer as Lionel. Judith was played by Moira Brooker, Alistair by Philip Bretherton, Sandy by Jenny Funnell, and Mr. Atwell and the Shop Assistant by Simon Greenall. The producer was Martin Fisher.